and the mills and repairing parts and hauling ore. They're just hauling ore, going this way and that way, and hollering at their horses. I guess it was a busy town.
Oh, it sounds like it was. Uh-huh. It's hard to imagine it now because it's so small. How many mines were they during the how big was it? I'm just trying to get a sense of how big it was.
They can't estimate how many mines they've got. Now they've started to seal them. They've come up with so many that I couldn't tell you.
Hmm.
I think there was 27 mills in Black Hawk. Mm. And you see down there, there was a foundry too, or they had a lot, anyway.
The foundry, the mills were ore mills that they used to process out the ore?
Yes, and grind up the ore and take the gold out of the rock.
Mm-hmm.
They picked... Some of the good mill men could pick it up real good with the mercury.
Oh, that's right, they mix it with mercury.
Mercury picks up gold, see?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit more about the mining process and how that worked. I'm not as familiar with it out here. What was a miner's life like? I mean, when did they go to work?
They worked 10 and 12 hours and 7 days a week. They worked hard. Mm-hmm.
They
didn't live long.
Was that because of accidents, things falling in?
Well, they had accidents, and then they got miner's consumption.
Rock dust in their lungs.
Rock dust,
and their lungs hardened. Just got full of dust.
What kind of machinery did they have in the mines?
Well, when they put in the jackhammers, that was harder on their health than when they done it by hand.
Because it stirred up dust?
Yes, blew dust at them. Mm-hmm. Then they put oil with the dust, thinking that would settle the dust and they wouldn't breathe it so much. And that was worse than the other, wasn't it, Eamon?
What's that?
The oil that they put in the jackhammers, it was more poisonous.
It stopped that stuff.
Dust from flying.
Dust from flying. Well, then they were breathing the oil with the rock in it.
Didn't live long, did you? When you
No.
You mentioned, though, that you wouldn't let Eamon go down into the mines. But he worked. He did work as a miner.
Yeah, for a while. Mm-hmm.
But he worked...
In Russell Gulch?
Not very long.
No, he didn't work there very long.
I put about 8 months in. I wasn't doing any mining or anything, just retimbering.
I see. I was just wondering, since you told me he worked for you, to hear the birds.
Mm-hmm. That was placer mining.
Okay.
You know, like they placer along the creek.
Okay. I started in when 22 years old, I run shovels and graduated.
Tell placer mining. I don't understand that term.
That's the gold that's in the
creek.
And then they wash it out over what they call sluice boxes and tables.
They have trommel screens.
And you put it through a trommel screen, the big rock roll off, the round river rock.
And they had sand pumps.
Then the finer goes down and the gold goes down and then it runs across riffles and then carpets.
Mm.
And then every week or every so many days you clean it up and you get your gold out.
Oh my goodness. And that way you don't have to go down into...
No, you're out in the open all the time.
You don't have to go down.
But you're limited on your length of time you can placer mine, because in springtime the water's too high. You see, there'd be
too much
water, and then you wait till the water goes down, and then you can placer mine usually till it freezes in November.
Mm-hmm. That's really something.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great thing to be able to do when... so you don't have to, because I really wouldn't want to go down into one of those mines. Yeah.
No.
Did your family get down into down to Black Hawk, into town a lot when you were little? Did you?
Yeah, my dad went in every day with a load of